Not long ago, I was asked to speak at a couples conference in California. When I arrived, they quickly showed me to my room so I could get a good night's sleep in preparation for a heavy speaking schedule. I was happy to get to bed early because I had traveled a long distance and was dead tired. I had just dropped off to sleep when I was awakened by a racket outside my window. Two young couples who had not seen each other for over a year had spotted each other and were loudly renewing their acquaintance. The men were laughing and greeting each other, and the ladies were squealing with delight. And I wasn't getting any sleep. At that point, I had a decision to make. I could begin to grumble and complain that they had awakened me, or I could rejoice over the fact that these four people had chosen to spend the weekend studying the Bible and enjoying fellowship in the Lord. I had two options. I could have worked myself into an angry quit, or I could rejoice in the Lord. You see, having a joyful spirit is a choice. We have the option to choose what our attitude is going to be. When the woman of the house greets her husband in the morning with a cheery hello, and he responds with a growl, "Don't talk to me, I haven't had my coffee yet, you know how I am until I have my coffee," what has that man done? It is very clear what he has done. He has made the decision to be a grump. He doesn't have to be that way. He has chosen to be that way. The attitude that you and I carry around is the attitude we have decided to embrace. We can't blame it on unexpected circumstances. We can't blame it on unexpected difficulties. We can't even blame it on coffee or lack of coffee. The fault is ours. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Friend, which will it be? Which attitude do you want your life to display? The attitude of a grump, or the attitude of a joyful follower of Jesus Christ? Your family, friends, and those down at work will notice which direction you choose. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.